This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What I'm about to say here isn't rocket science, but it does bear repeating out loud. When this economy finally gets going again, it ain't going to be all at once. It's going to be start and stop, and it's going to be regional, too. So right now, a look at one region in this economy, upstate South Carolina, home, as we have reported a couple of times over the past 3 or 4 years on this program, to the biggest BMW plant in the world. A plant now shut down, but in better days a keystone of what is now a diversified industrial economy in and around Spartanburg. David Britt sits on the Spartanburg County Council, where he chairs the Economic Development Committee. We have talked to him a whole bunch of times about the manufacturing economy down there. Mr. Britt, good to talk to you again.
Same here, Kai. Nice to talk to you under these difficult circumstances.
Very, very difficult and frankly still quite strange after a month's circumstances. It occurred to me as I was thinking about our chat that I have never in all the years we have been talking asked you what you do for a living. And it seems kind of appropriate now to check in with you professionally as opposed to in your official government capacity. What are you doing and how's your work going?
I'm vice president and general manager of Tyndall Corporation, our South Carolina division. Tyndall's headquartered here in Spartanburg. And really, this is how I got into my governmental role. I got recruited by a number of business leaders to run for council, to recruit companies here. So it all kind of ties together. But what we manufacture is precast product from data centers, airport facilities, distribution facilities. We're considered an essential service. Yeah. And when it comes to our manufacturing team, they're here and I need to be here with them. It's kind of like a general with his force.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. Okay, so to your official capacity now, we have talked a zillion times, you and me, about that BMW plant. But I think what I want to do today is have a conversation about Spartanburg and all the derivative companies and how that area is managing at a time when the biggest employer, BMW, is not making cars. What are you doing down there?
Well, we expected what would happen with BMW because, you take BMW, Michelin, Volvo, Boeing, they all call South Carolina home, and those are the large manufacturers that have their supply chain all over the world. The good news about Spartanburg, and I think for the most part South Carolina, we only have about 35% of our workforce that are tied to the automotive industry. So we're well diversified. So 65% of our companies here in Spartanburg have been operating. It has changed things. I mean, we've all adapted and are doing things to kind of support the fight against this virus by making things like gowns, hospital gowns, masks, you name it, we've been doing it.
How's the mood in your neighborhood?
Well, I mean, I think it's a confused mood. I think a lot of folks were very frightened and scared in the beginning, and it's kind of like a war. When you can't see the enemy, you don't know how to protect yourself, and I think there have been a lot of confusing messages, that are out there. What we've tried to do with our team, and I think, several of the other companies here, we've tried to rally our team. And so, number one, you got to have trust in the leadership and our partners out in the organizations. We trust them to work safely, make a product that we're keeping America moving, and just trust each other and not be afraid.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go, Mr. Britt. We have heard elsewhere in the program this week about reopening this economy and how that might shake out. You're a guy with his finger on the pulse of a key manufacturing part of this economy. What's your sense of how this goes once people start feeling okay again?
Well, I think it's going to be a challenge because, number one, we were woefully unprepared as a county, as a state, and as a nation to go into this pandemic. For industry to come back in full force or even halfway, we need reliable tests, and that's a huge problem. Manufacturing, we need masks, we need gloves, but most importantly, we need tests. That's where people will get that confidence. I think people are just scared right now because this is a deadly virus. But the good news is if we get our act together, we see the sunshine through these dark clouds.
David Britt, longtime interlocutor with me on this program. He's a county councilman. He's the chair of the Economic Development Committee down in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Mr. Britt, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Cass. Stay safe and healthy.
You too.